time. You better buck up and leave, girl, because you're being deceived, girl. My girl, it's time you must go. He got you in the bag, girl. Make you a clown, girl. You better listen to me, flow.
Welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast. Welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the Voice Note Files podcast. It is Monday. It is Wednesday, the 21st of August, 2019. Tonight's topic is dress how you want to be addressed. Dress how you want to be addressed. Is the saying dress how you want to be addressed still applicable today, particularly to women? This is what we're going to be discussing tonight. While we will be discussing that, one thing that is always applicable is your eyesight and the quality of it. So you should head on down to Diamond Optical on the third floor of City Hall to get your eyes tested. Especially if you have children, you should take those children down there to get their eyes tested. They are located on the third floor of City Mall, about 112 Regent Street, Lazytown. And their telephone numbers are 650-9559, 665-9559, and 223-8433. Diamond Optical, simply clear vision.
Welcome to the Voice Note Files.
I'm your host, Joel Frank. Thank you for joining me tonight. We have some voice note messages in here. I've been having some conversations with some of our regular contributors. So let's hear what they have to say.
Girl, you better listen to me, flow. My girl, you like a song track, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a one paper. He have you like a sweet saber. You must see my thing to you, we have alone. Papa is showing up while you're calling the phone. The man have you like a wallpaper. He have you like a sweet saber. You dip on Facebook and then you can't tag your man. You take a selfie, he hug you like a fan. Relationships that us skip the option. Cause being public, it wasn't part of your plan. He tell you two times, I don't like publicity. You don't know your friends.
Okay, so let's first have some contributions from them. I had a conversation with her earlier about this topic, so let's hear what she has to say. She says men and women should dress to be taken seriously, but laying that only on women is kind of one-sided. Both can be slobs. I reminded them that I said particularly women and not only. She came back and she said, even dressed up men often don't take the female serious, except as eye candy. She's mixed in this as females can be pretty critical of each other. I said, okay, yeah, men do tend to ogle women. And for most women to be taken seriously, they often need to wear clothes that is not flattering to their body. She said she agrees. I said, like, the average woman here wears clothing that accentuates her body to go to work. It may be professional looking clothing, but it still hugs those female curves that men like to see. Came back and she asked, how often do they get prepositioned? Is it considered flattery? It means to get ahead, or does no one care? Now, I said that they generally tend to complain about it because they receive attention that they're not looking for necessarily. Came back and she asked, I wonder if they are really dressing for themselves or for others. Most of the time, it is for others, but the females don't want to deal with the appeal they get off to males. There's a little competitiveness. I agree with this because I have noticed some competitiveness when it comes to dressing, especially with women in the workplace. She says, yes, females are more competitive than males in many situations. So that was a back and forth between me and them, her contribution to the podcast this evening. I'd like to thank her for sending in those messages. I have some more to read out or to play, so you'll get those shortly.
He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thing till you have a loan. Papa is showing up while you're calling the phone. The man have you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You try and hashtag the man on Instagram. The next day you see you get an instant ban. You post up a picture them on Facebook. He said, baby, take it down, I don't like our look. He was your profile pic, baby, on WhatsApp. He said the next time you're gonna get a hot slap. Now you want throw shades when you're in a love trap. You don't peel stone when you're there a glass shop. My girl, you like a song track, you play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, mistaken facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thinking you have alone. Papa is showing up when you're calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You're looking for horn, let me play that for you. In Guyanese terms, you're getting up low. You're facing the sun and reflecting you. You ever sit down and think why he call you shadow? He tell you enough time that he need him space. Baby say cheese, he hide him face. Now this is the thing that I don't embrace. But this song is not for crazy is. I get my girl, you're like a song track. You play a role in the back. You're not the only one, yes, me stating facts. The man of you like a wallpaper. He have you like a screensaver. You must see my thing to you, he have a loan. Papa is showing up when you're calling the phone. The man of you like a wallpaper.
All right, so we have a contribution in here from one of our very regular contributors. There's no back and forth here. This is just her views on the topic. So I'm going to play that now.
Why it's wrong? It's wrong for so many reasons. Sorry, good. Why should how I dress depict the individual that I am and how I stay? Me dressing provocatively mean I looking for attention for somebody to rape me? Does it? So this image that people would portray as to how women dress determines a lot of things. It's wrong. This is what I find it's wrong. It's like, show me a crowd and I tell you who you are. I've got friends with character. That doesn't mean I fall into the same category. And it doesn't mean people supposed to label me as such. I'm saying to you, dressing provocative shouldn't be you're looking for attention. Why would you say that? Sometimes people just like dressing that way. It don't mean you're looking for your... And you look good and you're 20 pounds then. No, it doesn't. I mean, one or two times I feel like, oh, I could pull off this netty, see-through stuff. And then to be honest, oh, how I suffer, right? People going to be looking places where they ain't supposed to look. I ain't want no body thoughts go down there. So it's wrong. Bottom line, it's wrong. You're supposed to. My friends did not determine who an individual be. Period. And there's something I tell Mr. Bluto. Oh, you're hanging with these girls with pick fear. I mean, I wouldn't do it. But if I have a single friend that's in the lifestyle, it would be hard for me to not talk to her with her if she asks for us to go and take a drink somewhere. To tell my friend, oh, no, why? Because, you know, you got this lifestyle and people see me and you together. They might think that I'm fearing too. It goes a long way, man. There's a lot that can get farther with this topic.
All right, those were the contributions of one of our regular contributors, most obviously. I like what she said here about, let me see, I think it was this.
My friends did not determine who an individual be, period. And there's something I tell Mr. Bluto. Oh, you're hanging with these girls with pick fear. I mean, I wouldn't do it. But if I have a single friend that's in the lifestyle, It would be hard for me to not talk to her with her. I'm saying to you, dressing provocative shouldn't be you're looking for attention. Why would you say that? Sometimes people just like dressing that way. Don't mean you're looking for your and you look good and you're 20 pounds then. No, it doesn't. I mean, one or two times I feel like, oh, I could pull out this netty, see-through stuff. And then to be honest, oh, how I suffer, I think. How people going to be looking places where they ain't supposed to look.
All right, that was what I was looking for. She mentioned that she was cautious about wearing certain things because she knows that people are going to be looking where they're not supposed to be looking. So I'm saying, as soon as you know that people are going to look where they're not supposed to look, why wear it? If you dress and you go out to the world, that is the image of yourself that you're portraying to the world. You are giving the world access to look at you however they so choose based on what you're displaying. Now, a lot of people, especially in the professional field, will treat you the way you dress. Now, it might not be fair, but a lot of people will do it. So if they see that this is the way you carry yourself on a regular basis, then that is something that they may want to think. It's a very ticklish topic because women, like all human beings, have rights. They have the right to freedom of expression. They have the right to carry themselves how they feel like. But at the same time, it's like there's this fad with men, with some younger men, of having their pants off their behinds. Something that I don't like. Something that most men my age and older don't like. Or most of the people that I associate with don't like. But it happens nonetheless. I think it's just distasteful. And I've heard some women not like it. And I've also heard some men that actually like it. And I've seen people dress that way to go to interviews. They got the pants off the hip, of the butt. And they got on like a formal shirt. It's a formal pants, but the pants have the butt. This in the boxers. It's not to me. I wouldn't hire somebody that walks into my office just like that. Why do you feel the need to show your butt? You know, so it's sort of like that. But when it comes to women, you gotta remember that men are drawn in by what they see. So, anyways, moving on, I think I have another set of voice messages here to play, so we will go and look at that shortly.
People that say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but among the I've heard, it's too numerous to mention. Yeah.
This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions.
Well, I know this might be funny, but I don't want you to laugh. I got a little story that all of we could laugh. Like, you're at home and you want to be alone, but somebody wake you up when they call your land phone. You're answering the phone, but you can't hear what they say. The next nigga knocks, hey, where you there? Sometime I just wonder if people stupid, because if you call my landline, we expect you to be. And don't bring the plastic call forward to me. Half the population is living poverty. And another thing, the song like complete symphonies. They just call you cell phone and ask you, who is this like? Me and the Reggie was lying upon the corner, I sipping a Guinness and he's smoking marijuana. Well, you don't know policeman, that's a race in Guyana. So when the van pull up, I tell them he's a farmer. The man say he's a farmer, you ever plant banana? But then my Reggie go and tell the man that he's a painter. The man say if you paint, then you're gonna paint soon. I want fox is something, you ever paint a tomb? It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid.
Okay, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, about 6 voice notes here, back and forth, that I'm going to play for you guys now. These are the views of another listener. Stay tuned.
So, you're like, especially women. So, that in itself is done a negative for me. So, if a man is allowed to dress the way he wants to dress and nobody addresses him in any way different, then why must a woman be subjected to whatever? I believe there is a time and place for dressing. So, excuse me if you see me with a body rider at the pool or the creek, but I personally won't walk down the road with a body rider. Maybe if it's MASH or so. However, with that being said, every woman is different. And if a woman chooses to dress however she chooses to dress, a man, woman, or nobody has any right to address her any way different. Because they're well-educated women that choose, that like to show out their body. It's their body to show. A man must be respectful and keep his bright ass comments for his mother and sister and each other, mother and his wife. It's like, sometimes I'm wearing a jeans, like a jeans or denim jeans, and then a man will tell you something, but well, watch the cap printing shoe. I mean, those things are offensive. Men need to learn some sort of manners or something. So to answer your question, dealing with stupid men, it will give you the wrong comment. But if you're dealing with a man that's intellectual and sure of himself, he wouldn't dare say certain things. He wouldn't process the shit in his brain, let alone to let it come out of his mouth. Bottom line is, a woman should be free to dress however she wants to dress, however she's comfortable dressing. I don't think Guyana is hearing them shit, because I'm sure in other countries, fat like me, fatter than me, squarer than me, whoever's wear whatever when they want to, because it's their body and their prerogative. Just saying.
Okay, so the reason I said especially, particularly women rather, is because you almost always hear the comment made in reference to women. You rarely ever hear it made in reference to men. So, moving off of that now, let's take a look at if it was used. Let's take a look at how, I guess, most men would perceive it. Okay, so, generally speaking, in locations where prostitution occurs, and Guyana is no different because prostitution occurs here also, the women that, well, not all of them, but generally prostitutes, all prostitutes do, but not all women that do are prostitutes. Generally, prostitutes dress in such a way as to entice men. So they would be wearing probably the tightest fitting clothes that they can find, probably the shortest, the most extravagant in terms of revealing clothing. You know, it might get on some ridiculous fishnets and some high stiletto heels, probably clear heels and those kind of things to attract attention. Now, given that this is the way that we know prostitutes to dress, when a man comes across a woman that may or may not be a prostitute dressed like that, how is he supposed to know the difference?
Joel, you seldom find people dressed like that walking around the place if they're not a prostitute. Seldom. Oftentimes when you see women dressed like that walking around the place, is that they're selling something or they're Allison. But your topic is quite interesting because the average woman will be walking on the road. Let's deal with that aspect of it. The average woman, yeah. Yeah, the average woman walking around town, if she wears a tights, if she wears a strap top, I mean, men find the craziest thing, the most degrading things to say to women. Some women like it, but some women don't. And I don't think a man should think about saying that to a woman unless he and that woman has an intimate relationship. I feel women should be free. Yes, they have to take some responsibility. But then again, even however they feel to dress, they should be able to be dressed and walk down the road without a man saying the shit they say.
So you're saying that regardless of what a woman wears, a man should fight his nature, for lack of a better word, because it is in the nature of men to be drawn to women who are clothed in a certain way. I mean, if you wear clothes that accentuate your shape and that highlight your cleavage and these kind of things, men are going to look at you. Some men will have something to say, others will just keep it to themselves or try to. So you're saying that regardless of what a woman wears, if she, and you said something earlier that the majority of women that dress like that are prostitutes, and that's not the case. Even in work environments, women tend to wear some really tight fitting skirts. They tend to have their cleavage out and these kinds of things. Now, it is going to draw a man's attention. That's just the way it is. That is what men look at. So you're saying then that regardless of what she wears, a man should just, you know, bite the bullet and not say anything. Just see, keep your mouth shut.
Exactly.
So moving on, I have a couple more voice note messages that have just come in, so I'll let you hear those in a minute. Okay, those were the comments of a contributor that came in earlier, who I played some voice notes for that I really wasn't supposed to play. But moving on, so I stumbled across an article here while I was listening to the voice notes, that is entitled Sex Worker Chic, How Fashion Borrows from Prostitution. If we go back and we go way back, I'm talking about when these provocative dresses and these things started coming on the scene, you notice that the ladies that wore them initially were those that were trying to seduce a man or to get something by means other than having to pay cash or to, you know, get an easier way to have certain things done. Now, that has now moved from that. It has gone into mainstream media in terms of it's being publicized in movies, and you've seen models wearing more and more provocative clothing as time goes on, and it's found its way onto the streets. So, like the previous contributor came in and said, she herself has even found herself at times wondering why a particular woman is dressed a certain way. And that's why a lot of people would view it as being attention seeking, because that is where it came from looking for attention in some form or the other. Good night to Rennie and Tess. See you guys there in the comment stream. You just showed up. Hope you guys are enjoying the show so far. Let me go check and see if I have any more contributions in via text or voice message, and I shall get back to you. Music break.
It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions. The other day nearly laughed till I get narrow. A man passed by me out selling drop of water. I'm not saying what he said is wrong completely, but I never seen nobody climbing a water tree. All I'm saying is certain things that we need to stop, cause if you pick it or it fall, it got to drop. Let me tell you about big time illiteracy, and you gonna tell me if this country is really crazy. Some people they say things like to make you cuss, like me and my girlfriend waiting on a minibus. A bus pull up, it completely empty. She gonna ask the conductor, you got space a week? It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions, yeah. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions. No, it's like a big gun swan to step on TV. Well, he always promoting somebody party. And when you miss it, you use redundancy. If you call me, you get a free complimentary. I don't know if it's E or illiteracy, but if it's complimentary, it's an already free. Some people, they see people with big, big belly and go up to them and say, hey, you getting baby? It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions. Stupid questions, this place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions, this place is crazy.
Yeah. You ready for this one? Boy, is agriculture month.
Put your hand in the air like
hand in the hair.
Rock in the air like
rock in the hair.
Rock in the air like
rock in the hair.
Everybody work, let me go.
I want to see hands up. We are fork, rocks up. We are fork, hands up. We are fork, I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up. We are fork, rocks up. We are fork. Some God work. Well, I am a farmer with a plot of land. Uh-huh. Don't have no money to employ no man. So me and my wife, we don't spoil the sand.
What we do, you know?
No garden tools in my possession. But I got a fork. It does work good.
Real good.
This the best fork,
best
in the neighborhood.
Neighbor.
So right now I'm broke.
Really broke.
And I need money.
Money.
So no man in the world
who
put fork like me.
Who
tell you forking? Whole night of forking. In the morning forking, in the evening forking. When it rain a forking, in the sun a forking. Thunderstorm a forking, every day a forking. People want the way I'm moving, people want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using, they say we're so confusing.
5 to 4. Has a good worker. My favorite plant, banana sucker. Well, this woman asked me to come for Chilan. She wants.
Okay, so you remember that article I spoke about earlier that I found on the internet? I'll read a portion of it, or I'll read as much of it as I can until 10:30. You know what I mean, the half hour mark, my bad. It starts off, in a recent episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm, the show star and creator Larry David cast an appraising eye on Paula, who is turned out in the standard issue trappings of her trade. Why this outfit? David asks benignly. Why not be wholesome? Business might pick up, he suggests, if only Paula, who is sheeted in a merry widow and mesh hose, would trade up, swapping the drag for something more discreet. Paula considers announcing brightly after a beat. Okay, animal prints gone, fishnets out of here. I think I can do this. The scene is ripe with irony. Paula may be about to cast off her working girl uniform, but plenty of civilians, Beverly Hills matrons, and their law-abiding like would happily do the reverse, trading in their uptight luncheon suits for latex and leather, all in the service of style. They won't have to search for a role model. That look is dated for sure. Bearing little resemblance to what many prostitutes actually wear. But those images have proliferated just the same. A common sight this fall in concerts, on theater screens, and in a flurry of luxury ad campaigns. Seedily costumed streetwalkers are a magnet to fans of The Deuce, a TV show about 1970s era Times Square and the rise of its infant pornography industry. A leather-clad vixen grinds her stilettos into the fleshy male torso in one of the Steve Klein videos on display this month in Fetish, an exhibition organized in partnership with Visionary Magazine at the venerable Sotheby's Auction House. And a Magna-inspired old-school prostitute, resplendent in shrill fuchsia fur, is among the vivid attractions of Blade Runner 2049. So, that was a little tidbit from that article. Basically, the article was highlighting how trends started by sex workers would have found their way into mainstream life. Now, like I said before, it's not only women that dress inappropriately. Men do it too, and men do it all the time. I have not heard many women complain about the way men dress. But I have heard, especially in talk among myself and my colleagues, we do criticize the way some men dress. Some of us don't like it. I've heard that a few women say that they don't like men dressing with their pants off their behinds. And in all fairness, that is quite understandable. I don't see any reason why a man should be dressed with his pants off his rear end. I think I said that a little bit earlier. And that is not the only thing, but me in particular, I am not a fan, particularly recently, of dressing with my shirt and my pants. I used to go to work with my shirt and my pants. I used to go to work wearing a tie. But a year and change now, that has changed. I live in a tropical country. I see no reason to be stifling myself by wearing a tie in this hot climate with long sleeve shirts tucked into my pants. So what I do is I wear my sleeves rolled up and my shirt out of my pants without a tie. That is if I wear a long sleeve shirt. If I wear a short sleeve shirt, I just wear the short sleeve shirt out of my pants. My top button is almost always undone. It does not necessarily reveal a lot of my chest. It's just the nape of my neck thereabouts, and you could probably see the pendant on my bracelet, my chain that I wear, and that's it. But there are men that take this thing way overboard, like I said, by some guys wear. I've seen men wear some jeans so tight, I've asked myself if this person is gay or straight, and I mean no offense to people that are of other sexual persuasions. But I've seen men wear, straight men wear some ridiculously tight pants, and I've wondered how did they get into these pants in the first place, because I just don't understand it. I think, like someone said earlier, there's a time and a place to dress when it comes to dressing. There's a time and a place for everything. I don't think that you should be wearing excessively revealing clothes on the road. Fine, you want to feel sexy, whatnot, you got your man, dress up for your man at home. Or you go into the creek, you could, you know, you go to the creek and you reveal yourself. You got in the water anyway. But I think that some women take it a little too far, and some men likewise do take it a little too far also. I've seen people, because I attend the university also, I've seen people show up for class in what appears to be nothing but a t-shirt, like a literal t-shirt, is all people would show up to in class. And this is weird. So I will give you now what I think about it, because I think it's about the half hour mark now. Yep, we are at the 37 minute mark. So I will remind you that while this is a debatable topic, one of the topics that really should not be debatable is whether or not to get your eyes tested at Diamond Optical. They have their summer sale, back to school sale going on. 20% off all frames for students and teachers. Free strings for students. And contact lens giveaway. And you have 6 months credit with lifetime servicing. I can't think of a better deal for your eyes. So get on down there. They're at City Mall. Third floor, their telephone number is 223-8433. Get down there, get your eyes tested, get your children's eyes tested, make sure that they are ready for this new term at school. Alright, so, my take on it. People are free to do what they want, that is one. But you need to also remember that both parties need to remember something. Men need to remember that women are free to do what they want. That is it. You can't do nothing but them. Men also need to remember that they have mothers and they have sisters, and they wouldn't want men addressing their mothers and sisters a certain way. Albeit their mothers might not dress a certain way, but you still wouldn't want another man to address your mother or your sister a certain way. So there's that. That being said, if you are a woman and you dress a certain way, you cannot, you do have the right to feel offended if a man catcalls you or whatever the case is. But even in developed countries, like I was reading the article earlier, there is a way that you expect a prostitute to dress, or you expect someone seeking attention to dress, or you expect someone that's selling their body to dress. And if you match that criteria, you will often find yourself receiving that kind of attention. So if you're going to dress a certain way, you've got to prepare yourself for that kind of attention. Now, all men might not be the type of men to step back and to observe how you carry yourself beyond how you dress. To say, okay, well, she's not actually selling anything. Right? So you may find yourself in those situations. For me, though, I think you should dress how you want to be addressed. Why? And even particularly males, I don't necessarily carry myself you know, neat. I've never been a neat person. I've always been like a rugged kind of person. I let my beard grow, to let my hair grow however it wanna grow, and I good. But with dressing like that, especially when I worked at a computer sales and services store, one of the supervisors approached me and said, "Man, you don't look good for business. You gotta clean up a little bit. People don't necessarily, customers don't necessarily trust someone that looks like you." Because I've been in people's store looking real rugged, buddy. So, let me see, I have a comment here. Just hold a second. Hey, this, here, that's all right. Yeah. So, he spoke to me about it and I started shaving and stuff. But the one point in my life where I was the neatest was in my my paramilitary service, and that was because I had to be. So I'm gonna try to make an effort to hear what's possible in these kind of things, and you know, whatever. But if you dress a certain way, it's just the way it is. Men and women see guys dressed a certain way and instantly think, yo, you know, this guy might be a thief, or this guy might be doing construction, or this guy might be a mechanic, and it might actually not be anything of the sort. It is just the way we're hardwired. We act on what we see, and we make assumptions and draw conclusions based on what we see. It's one of our six senses. So it's one of the ways that we perceive the world. So it comes down to men having to see and just see, don't see anything. And I've seen some women dress some ways, and I just see it, I just turn my head, like, all right, fine, whatever. And I'm sure some women have seen some men dress some ways and just turn their head also. So yeah, just how you want to be addressed, it makes it easier. But at the same time, you are entitled to dress however you want to dress. If you want to go down the road in your fishnets, by all means, go down the road in your fishnets. Just know that you will attract some sort of attention. And there, for men, there is a fine line between harassment and just a passing remark. So I would advise you guys to be careful. See the women and left them alone. If the one just or the one just, there's nothing you can do about it. And there should be nothing that you should be able to do about it, because they are free to do as they please. Okay, so the last 50 minutes in the podcast. If any other messages or voice notes come in, you will hear them. But for now, it's going to be music, probably until the end of the podcast.
Make up plenty ego. If I can't work with you, I have to say no. She said, tell me crazy. I don't understand. I said, I'm going to tell you straight. I don't fork with my.
Whole day I'm forking. Whole night I'm forking. In the morning forking. In the evening forking. When it rain I'm forking. In the sun I'm forking. Thunderstorm I'm forking. Every day I'm forking. People want the way I'm moving. People want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using. They say, we see so confusing. People want the way I'm moving. People want the tool I'm using. People love the yard I'm using. They say, we see so confusing. Well, some people cheap.
People cheap.
That's a big mistake.
Big mistake.
They just buy them fork.
Buy them fork.
That Chinese make.
Chinese make.
You don't buy them thing.
Buy them thing.
Them thing is fake.
Them thing is.
But my fork is strong.
It doesn't take long for break.
I want to see hands up with your fork. Rams up with your fork. Flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up with your fork. Rams up with your fork. Flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I just fork in the fist of me. Fork in everybody. Fork in the fist of me. Fork in everybody. Fork in the fist of me. Fork in everybody. Fork in the fist of me. Fork in. Well, some people vex. They're writing letter.
Plenty.
That's a crazy ace. He getting vulgar. If you see the post
all over the place,
Facebook and Twitter, but they misinterpret, cause it's agriculture. I want to see hands up with your fork, rams up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I say hands up with your fork, rams up with your fork, flags up with your fork. I'll be about to do some God work. I just fork in the fist of me, fork in everybody, fork in the fist of me.
is one to some artists. They need to upgrade yourself. Delete what you have and reprogram yourself. One thing over and over. The people getting fed up. It's monotonous. I'm feeling bored. That's what I said. No, my lyrical abilities in the beat. When Barney writing your songs, when you nurse your school rhymes, who does inspire you? SpongeBob or Patrick? You need to go and sing alongside Dolo. Try singing with Teletubbies or one of them. Now check my bars. Me some my father than them, me more lyrically. Because the rhythm come close like the military. Captivate them soul academically. Because your rhymes done dead in the cemetery. Don't pollute the system, it's chemically. I am a lyrical general, generally. Crucify these artists biblically. But who send? You send, them send for me. Because me father than your family, your friend them. Me can't send any chat and defend them. Because me got more lyrics on me book and on me pocket and me stack it and me knock it and me lend them. You can bring in the boy, yeah, send them. Send in the artists one time, end them. Cause we not take tough chat back. Chat stop that. I will send them back in on your pen. Then put your hands up if you rate me. They come lately. They want talk, but talk and debate me. I will not fear no boy with a bad on the road. And your nose and the rice need gravy. This is crazy. Install your bravery. Lock down the place like music and slavery. And if you feel me name getting weary, jump out and put the ace off the pussy. Yeah, them no better than me.
No way.
Don't have style like me.
No way.
Can't drain my energy.
No way.
What is to be must be.
No way.
There's only one crazy.
No way.
Not my ability,
no way.
Not even lyrically,
no way.
Check the second verse carefully now. Check my style at Squeezy's flow. Check the places Squeezy's go. And every time I touch one this day, the people jump in, they shouting out more.
That's right.
The mouth fly like them carrying crew. It's my place apocalypto.
Yeah.
And every time I touch upon the show, bro, down the stage, murder nice calypso. Hey, I don't fear them, I don't hear them. I thought so, come on, knock and scare them. And if you feel the badder than me, download them, boy, song, take mine and compare them. You could hear them, interfere them, take them upon the cathedral and fear them. I wanna make enough circles around them, draw two triangle, pentagon, square them. Them no better than me.
No way.
Don't have style like me.
No way.
Can't drain my energy.
No way.
What is to be must be.
No way.
There's only one crazy.
No way.
Not my ability.
No way.
Not even lyrically.
No way.
All right. Lyrically, the rhythm come close like the military. Captivate them soul academically. Because your rhyme done dead in the cemetery. Don't pollute the system, it's chemically. I am a lyrical general, generally. Crucify these artists biblically. But who send? You send, them send for me. Me send me father than your family, your friend them. Me can't send in the chat and defend them. Because me got more lyrics on me book and on me pocket and me stack it and me lock it and me lend them. You can bring in the boy, yeah, send them. Send in the artist one time, end them. Cause we not take tough chat, back chat, stop that. We go send them back in your pen. Then put your hands up if you rate me. They come lately. They want talk but talk and debate me. I will not fear no boy with a bad on the road. And you know so the rice need gravy. This is crazy, install your bravery. Lock down the place like music and slavery. And if you feel my name getting weary, chop out so put the ace off the place.
One time.
Just plug in and get some charging. You could call on me anytime in the night, in the day, and into the morning. Hey, charge it up on the road. Look on the back and send me the code. If you buy charger in the Chinese shop, well, your bumper gonna overload.
Hey, plug it, plug in, I bring that bumper. Plug it, plug in, into my charger. Plug it, plug in, I bring that bumper. Plug it, plug in,
I let me charge you.
Plug it, plug in, I bring that bumper. Plug it, plug in, into my charger. Plug it, plug in, I bring that bumper. Plug it, plug in.
Why finding up on a girl like come to plug in?
in a car drive.
Plug in,
lock the foot up there.
Plug in,
belt it back right there.
Plug in,
bring a girl with the big fat wine lip. Plug in a car drive.
Hey,
plug it, plug in, I bring that bumper.
Plug it, plug in,
it's too much charge.
Plug it, plug in, I bring that bumper.
Plug it, plug in,
I will charge.
Plug it, plug in, I bring that bumper.
Plug it, plug in,
too much charge.
Plug it, plug in,
I bring that bumper.
Plug it, plug in.
Why finding up on a girl? I come to plug in. I come to charge up a girl. I come to plug in. Winding up on a girl, I come to plug in. I come to charge up a girl, I come to plug in.
Hey, girl, tell them.
Plug in, plug in.
Tell them, tell them. Tell them,
plug in, plug in, plug in.
Tell them, tell them. Tell them, tell them. Tell them.
Plug in, plug in.
Tell them, tell them. Tell them,
plug in, plug in, plug in.
Tell a girl, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper. Tell a girl, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper. Tell a girl, move. If she can't gyrate, I look at the bumper man appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when you start winding, stand up and wait.
Wait.
Calculate, half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spinal shake.
Hey.
Because you got the bumper,
turn it around.
Your mother didn't mind you,
turn it around.
Look a man there behind you,
turn it around.
If it your life find you,
turn it around.
Me say your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Hold the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
I get busy when the bumper the shaking. No silicone, no inflating.
When the girl in the dancer, I penetrating, anticipating.
Only natural bumper I am dating. Look at the haters stand up and hating.
Look at the man them a line up. Anytime you wind up,
what you want contemplating?
Let's go.
Because you got the bumper,
turn it around.
Your mother didn't mind you,
turn it around.
Look at man there behind you,
turn it around.
If it your life find you,
turn it around.
I say your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Hold the grasses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper, move. Shake up your bumper,
tell a girl, tell her.
Shake up your bumper,
girl.
Shake up your bumper,
girl.
Shake up your bumper, tell a girl,
tell her.
If she can't gyrate, you got the bumper man appreciate. Any man try to leave the dance floor, and when you start winding, stand up. Recalculate, half of them try, them can't imitate. You got the style and the moves and the curves and the grooves that turn like spinal milkshake.
Hold on.
Because you got the bumper,
turn it around.
Your mother didn't mind you,
turn it around.
Look a man there behind you,
turn it around.
If it your life find you,
turn it around.
Me say your man never mind you,
turn it around.
Half of them want sign you,
turn it around.
Hold the crosses behind you,
turn it around.
Father got him design you,
turn it around.
People say there's no such thing as a stupid question, but among the I've heard, it's too numerous to mention. Yeah.
This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah, stupid questions.
Well, I know this might be funny, but I don't want you to laugh. I got a little story that all of we could yaff. Like, you're at home and you want to be alone, but somebody wake you up when they call your land phone. You're answering the phone, but you can't hear what they say. The next nigga knocks, hey, where's the way there? Sometime I just wonder if people stupid, because if you call my landline, we expect me to be. And don't bring the blasted call forward to me. Half the population is living poverty. And another thing, they sound like complete stupidness. They just call you cell phone and ask you, who is this? Like, me and the Regin was lying upon the corner, I sipping a Guinness and he smoking marijuana. Well, you don't know a policeman, that's a racing Guyana. So when the van pull up, I tell them I's a farmer. The man say you's a farmer, you ever plant banana. But then my Regin go and tell the man that he's a painter. The man say if you painting, you're gonna paint soon. A one fox is something, you ever paint a tomb.
It's crazy. All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah, stupid questions.
questions.
At night I saw something that really made me ponder. George Bush go on stage and shake off Stevie Wonder. Well then I realized that the world crazy. Oh, you gonna shake off a blind man expecting to see? Well this one is a completely different story. I ever tell you about the sweet girl who tried to rob me? Call me and tell me how she needs some money. Well the first thing, I don't believe a stupid story. She tell me how she want buy back she TV. How the current passing and it blows she icy. I just tell you on the phone, you bloody crazy. You forget you don't have electricity. It's crazy.
All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah, stupid questions.
The other day nearly laughed till I get narrow. A man passed by me out selling drop a waro. I'm not saying what he said is wrong completely, but I never seen nobody climbing a waro tree. All I'm saying is certain things that we need to stop, cause if you pick it or it fall, it got to drop. Let me tell you about big time illiteracy, and you gonna tell me if this country is really crazy. Some people that say things like to make you cuss, like me and my girlfriend waiting on a minibus. A bus pull up, it completely empty. She gonna ask the conductor, you got space a week? It's crazy.
All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions, yeah. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah. Stupid questions.
No, it's like a big bunch one who does dip on TV. Well, he always promoting somebody party. And when you miss it, he using redundancy. If you call me, you get a free complimentary. I don't know if it's E or illiteracy, but if it's complimentary, it's an already free. Some people, they see people with big, big belly and go up to them and say, hey, you getting baby? It's crazy.
All these people asking me these questions, stupid questions. This place is crazy. All these people asking me these questions, yeah, stupid questions. This place is crazy.
Alright, so we are in the final 2 minutes of the podcast. The takeaway from this for everyone should be that women and men are allowed to dress the way they feel like. But that does not necessarily mean that because you can dress the way you feel like, however you feel like, that you're going to dress anyhow because you can. There's a time and a place for everything. Dress appropriately. It's that simple. In terms of men and women catcalling one another and giving unwanted attention to each other, women are sadly the ones on the receiving end of this. Men don't, not so much. But men and women should respect each other's wishes to wear what it is they want to wear. If you're in a relationship, of course, you are a reflection of your partner. So you may want to think about how the way you dress may affect your partner, may affect the way he's seen or she is seen. And then there are, of course, some people that really don't care about that. That's all what I'm fine. To each their own. Thank you for joining me this evening. I've been your host, Joel Frank. I'm saying goodnight to you now and reminding you to check out the folks down at Diamond Optical. They support the Voice Notes Files podcast. So you should support them because you want to keep the Voice Note First podcast coming to you live every other night on Facebook. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. Do enjoy the rest of your night. Good night.
Okay,